CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. In what the administration has said could be a critical week for its efforts to win the war in Ukraine, the latest offer from the Russian president may be a non-starter. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The president has made it clear he wants to see a permanent ceasefire first.
The BBC's John Donison with Ukraine's reaction.
In Ukraine, the news of Russia's offer of a three-day ceasefire starting on the 8th of May has been met with skepticism and disdain. The foreign minister, Andriy Sybiha, called it a parade. He said if Russia truly wanted peace, why not have a ceasefire immediately?
With tomorrow marking 100 days in office for President Trump, the administration's highlighting his efforts on immigration today. He'll shortly sign an executive order regarding sanctuary cities. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
What this one does is direct the Attorney General and Secretary Noem, she's the head of the Department of Homeland Security, to publish a list of states and cities and local jurisdictions that obstruct law enforcement in carrying out these deportations.
Congress is back from recess and will get to work on a budget, as Caitlin Huey Burns reports.
The biggest questions heading into this are what they are going to do with social safety net programs, especially Medicaid, because that budget proposal, that framework, that outline said they have to cut about $800 billion from specific parts of the federal budget, and that money has to come from somewhere.
Stacey Lynn reports on efforts to keep tabs on whether federal workers are showing up to the office.
CBS News has obtained a memo sent to federal agencies instructing them to monitor and report how many employees are showing up in the office every day. They would most likely collect the info by tracking badge swipes. The memo says the data must then be submitted every 2 weeks for review.
Meteorologist Grant Gilmore is tracking the threat of severe weather in the upper Midwest.
Southwestern Wisconsin into southern Minnesota, up towards Minneapolis, and then northern Iowa. Everybody will have to watch these storms as we go throughout the day today.
There is a potential for strong tornadoes. In Rome, May 7th is the day the conclave will begin to select a new pope after the death of Pope Francis. Reporter Delia Gallagher.
In the last two conclaves, a pope has been chosen within 2 days, so we could expect perhaps something similar, but you never know, of course. This is probably going to be some big shoes to fill.
The cardinals will be sequestered in the Sistine Chapel. On Wall Street, the Dow finished the day 114 points higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine County man faces child enticement charges after allegedly arranging to meet a 14-year-old girl who turned out to be law enforcement posing online. 41-year-old Stephen LaChance of Union Grove was arrested at a Mount Pleasant Hardee's and admitted his intent to meeting the minor. He's got a preliminary hearing set for this week. The discovery of a body found along Washington Road near the airport in Kenosha yesterday is still under investigation. Initial reports say that it's believed the victim may have been missing prior to the discovery. The Racine Police Department is inviting the public to an open house at their new Main Street cop office this Wednesday. It'll be held from 1 to 3 at 434 Main Street. People can meet officers, tour the facility, and learn about the department's community policing efforts. A statement says the Cop House program has been credited with building trust, reducing crime, and empowering neighborhoods throughout Racine. Racine's Pearl Street yard waste facility is temporarily shifting its entrance. It'll move to Racine Street starting this week. It's due to construction that'll last through early June. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Damian Lillard lost for the season. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard had an MRI. It confirmed he suffered a torn Achilles tendon last night. In the Bucks' loss to the Pacers 129-103, after missing 14 games due to a blood clot in his right calf muscle, it could take him a year to recover from the torn Achilles tendon in his left leg suffered in the first quarter last night. Head coach Doc Rivers.
This is a tough one, honestly. Blood clot followed by this. and it was just tough.
The Bucks now down 3-1 in the best of 7 series. They play the Pacers at 5:00 tomorrow night in Indianapolis. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I think everybody in the locker room know what the deal is. Got to go in Indiana, play some good basketball. Obviously, we don't have Dame, but the next guy got to step up. We got to do what we got to do. Move the ball, play together, try to win the game and come back.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with some showers and thunderstorms late. A low in the low 60s and breezy. For tomorrow, clouds to begin the day and maybe a storm, then a clearing sky for the afternoon. A high in the mid 60s early, then falling temps for the afternoon. It's 67 right now.
It's time for Kurt Vohman's 5:00 class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1964.
Welcome to the 5:00 class reunion. Three great songs, one great year. Today, we feature the class of 1964. In 1964, the Civil Rights Act passed. The Gulf of Tonkin incident escalated U.S. involvement in Vietnam. Nelson Mandela was sentenced to life in prison. And in Wisconsin, Republican Warren Knowles won the gubernatorial election. On the radio in 1964, we were listening to The Beatles, who had a monster year. Now, technically, this next song was released in the U.K. in 1963. But it was released in the U.S. in January of 1964, sparking Beatlemania. It's the Beatles. I Want to Hold Your Hand on the WRJN 5:00 class reunion.
Oh, yeah, I tell you something. I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I want to hold your hand. Me, let me be your man, and please
It's the Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand. That song released in January of 1964 in the United States. It became their first U.S. number one hit. Of course, less than a month later, the Beatles would perform on the Ed Sullivan Show for the first time. That was February 9th, 1964. I want to tell you about some celebrity birthdays in 1964. Nicolas Cage was born January 7th of 64. Courtney Cox, June 15th of 64. Sandra Bullock, July 26th, 1964. And Keanu Reeves, September 2nd, 1964. Of course, Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock would later go on to star together in the movie Speed.
You didn't leave me. I can't believe it. You didn't leave me.
Didn't have anywhere to be just then. I have to warn you. I've heard relationships based on intense experiences never work.
Okay. To base it on sex then.
Whatever you say, ma'am.
That's Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock in Speed. Of course, Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock, both born in 1964. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1964. And on the radio in 64, we were listening to The Beach Boys.
Round, round, get around, I get around.
Yeah, get around, round, round, I get around.
Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
It's the Beach Boys, and I Get Around on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1964. That was the Beach Boys' first number one hit here in the U.S., although 2 years earlier they went to number one in Sweden with Surfin' Safari. Well, in 1964, a new toy was introduced, and little kids all over the country were playing with G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe, G.I. Joe, fighting man from head to toe, on the land, on the sea, in the air.
G.I. Joe attack! Boom, boom! G.I. Joe, take battle! Bam, bam! Terrific battle!
Terrific equipment to have a battle with. When you get G.I. Joe and the authentic G.I. Joe equipment, you'll have the greatest realism, the greatest fun you ever had in playing soldier. Box after box of authentic uniforms and equipment, so you can change your G.I. Joe soldier into a camouflage Marine ready for battle, a Navy frogman with complete scuba suit and inflatable life raft, an Air Force pilot with high-altitude helmet and air vest. Get G.I. Joe and and get G.I. Joe equipment so you can set up exciting battle action whenever you want. Remember, only G.I. Joe is G.I. Joe.
This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1964. On the radio in 1964, we were listening to the Dave Clark Five, and Because...
It's right that I should care about you and try to make you happy when you're blue. It's right to feel the way I do because
it's the Dave Clark Five and Because on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1964. Because was written with the intention of being the Dave Clark Five's fifth U.S. single, but the band's label, Epic Records, was initially resistant, believing the ballad strayed too far from the hit-making formula that had proven so successful for the band. In May of 1964, the song was released in the U.K. on the B-side of another single, but it was so successful when they released it in the United States, it was on the A-side. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. In 1964 on television, we were watching...
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour, a three-hour tour. Started getting rough, the tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost, the minnow would be lost. The ship's aground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle, with Gilligan, the skipper too, the millionaire and his wife, the movie star, the professor and Mary Ann.
Gilligan's Island premiered on September 26th, 1964, and that is going to wrap up today's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1964. Be sure to listen tomorrow afternoon just after the 5 p.m. news for the 5 o'clock class reunion. We'll feature the class of 1970, three great songs, one great year on WRJN.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery, and this week, O&H is featuring their Churl Kringle, a cinnamon lover's dream. Smooth caramel and cinnamon are layered for a delicious filling. Then this delicious O&H Kringle is topped with sweet icing and a dousing of cinnamon sugar. Enjoy it this week and to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. While there, pick up several strawberry rhubarb filled donuts, the O&H Donut of the Month. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Spring is here. Warmer days, fresh air, and the perfect chance to regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Live life on your terms. Cruise through the park or be part of the fun at any spring outing with a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, they offer flexible care credit options and exceptional service to keep you moving. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine and start enjoying life again with Easy Mobility Solutions.
Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA Pro Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Lucky Larry's Landscaping, Larry! Larry saved his business money with a quick commercial auto quote from Progressive. Does it help he's his own marketing manager, accountant, executive assistant, and never been late? Technically, yes, but saving really put him over the edge. So, Larry, give Larry a round of applause. Be your own, Larry. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Thank you.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Says here only about 40% of doctors tell their obese patients to lose weight. You know, my doctor was even more blunt. He told me to cancel my subscription to Ben and Jerry's weekly delivery.
Do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. Up a boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa threw whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof. The sound of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. People walking above.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And if you haven't already done so, be sure to sign up for the WRJN weekly newsletter. You can do that at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts, profiles some local businesses, and has tips on marketing and advertising. Simply sign up at WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The discovery of a body found along Washington Road near the airport in Kenosha yesterday is still under investigation. Initial reports say that it's believed the victim may have been missing prior to the discovery. The Racine Police Department is inviting the public to an open house at their new Main Street cop office this Wednesday. It'll be held from 1 to 3 at 434 Main Street. People can meet officers, tour the facility, and learn about the department's community policing efforts. A statement says the Cop House program has been credited with building trust, reducing crime, and empowering neighborhoods throughout Racine. The man at the center of the Judge Dugan controversy is currently being held at a Dodge County detention facility. The judge was arrested and charged with felonies, with the feds saying she helped Eduardo Flores Ruiz avoid ICE detention. Flores Ruiz is a 32-year-old Mexican national. He faces multiple charges in Milwaukee County, including battery with a domestic violence enhancer. That stems from a March 12th incident where he allegedly attacked his roommate and the roommate's girlfriend. The alleged victims of the Milwaukee battery were waiting in court to testify when the judge allegedly assisted Flores Ruiz. Those victims have chosen to keep their identities concealed due to safety concerns. Judge Dugan will be in court as a defendant May 15th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with some showers and thunderstorms late. A low in the low 60s and breezy. For tomorrow, clouds to begin the day and maybe a storm, then a clearing sky for the afternoon. A high in the mid-60s early, then falling temps for the afternoon. It's 67 right now.
Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening at your side. Tell me you'll love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Sweeten my coffee with a morning kiss. Soften my dreams with your sigh. Tell me you love for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Must go. I won't tell you no. just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
For local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
I'm Kurt Vollman. Diane Carlson is here from the Racine Arts Council. Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
Well, you know, I'd like to think that Racine Arts Council is always a great source of information of what's happening and just basically everything art in Racine. I always encourage artists, arts organizations to reach out to us, how we can support them. But today, I want to let everyone know about our friends at Art Root.
Okay.
Art Root is another committee of artists and arts organizations, arts advocates, who are determined to, their mission is to reinvigorate Racine through the arts. You might know them as the group behind the Wall Poems Project. They also founded the Writer in Residence Program. Art Root also has two other great programs, the Welcome Wagon and Arts Mixers. Welcome Wagon introduces people who are new to the area to the organizations, projects, events, and the people who make up the arts ecosystem in Racine. So if you're new to the Racine area and would like to find out more about the art scene, contact Art Root. They would love to show you the exciting things that are taking place in our creative city.
Okay.
And twice a year, Art Root hosts an arts mixer. The spring arts mixer is this Thursday, May 1st, 6 o'clock at the branch.
Mayday.
Mayday. The arts mixer shares information about upcoming events, and plus there's plenty of time for mingling and networking. This week, the presentations will include information about open mic opportunities, downtown's new bookstore, Vintage and Modern Books, The arts impact survey that I've talked about from Leadership Racine.
Right.
And the new local arts events calendar.
Okay.
Art Root has been a big partner with helping us get that launched. The art mixers are free, but they do ask for an RSVP. So if you could just visit their website at artroot.org and tell them you'll be there.
Artroot.org.
Yep.
And that's this Thursday.
This Thursday.
This Thursday. All right. And if we want more information on any of the arts events in the community, where do we go for that?
You visit our arts event calendar at racinearts.org.
Okay. Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJM.
Baby loves me, yes, yes, she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. Won't need bright lights, no, no, we won't.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. We mentioned before that you're going to want to listen in the 5 o'clock hour tomorrow afternoon for the 5 o'clock class reunion as we feature the class of 1970. And of course, if you want to take this class reunion thing one step further, we'll help you spread the word about your class reunion on the air and online. Have your organizer email the event details to classreunion@wrjn.com. We'll mention it on the air and post it online as well.
Pretty eyes of midsummer's morn, they called her Dawn.
Dawn, no way I'm no good for you.
Oh, Dawn, stay with him, he'll be good to you.
Hang
smoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Also back on WRJN is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. You can hear Paul Harvey mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen, middays at 12:05 with Dan Marcus, and it's brought to you in part by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Kenosha's tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements and more. And of course, if you miss Paul Harvey on the air, check out the weekly shows online at WRJN.com.
We Energies want you to keep this important safety message in mind. Before you start digging, planting, or landscaping on your property, call 811 to have underground utilities marked. Calling 811 at least 3 business days before you plan to dig will help you know what's below and can prevent a hazardous situation. Our representatives will mark the underground utilities on your property for free. So remember, stay safe and call before you dig.
We Energies, people you can trust, energy you can depend on.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Sugar and spice, I feel nice. Sugar and spice, so nice, so nice. I got you. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. I feel nice, sugar and spice. You
For 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6, and Chris Morrow has more Timeless Hits on the way. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have yourself a great night.
is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Tomorrow is a key day for the White House, as Erica Brown reports.
As President Trump approaches his 100th day in office Tuesday, his administration is showcasing his accomplishments, even as a new CBS News poll shows less than half of Americans approve of the job he's doing.
President Trump has already delivered on hundreds of promises he made to the American people.
On the White House North Lawn, the Trump administration touted its immigration crackdown with posters of people it identified as undocumented who were arrested for various crimes.
With immigration as the administration's focus today, CBS Morning's co-host Tony DeCopel spoke with DHS Secretary Kristi Noem along the border.
If you talk to all of these agents that have been down here for years, they say it's night and day difference from where we were a year ago, that they were overwhelmed and with illegals and people that were turning themselves in because they knew that they would be released into the United States undocumented with no consequences.
Illegal boarding crossings fell last month to the lowest level ever recorded. Russian President Putin today proposed another temporary ceasefire in Ukraine that may not be enough to satisfy President Trump, or, as Charlie Daggett reports, the Ukrainians.
And I can tell you what they're saying about the ceasefire right now. They're saying, look, why don't you do it now? Like, why are we waiting till May? As for a lasting peace, once again, they know the mood music coming out of the White House. They're running out of patience.